Hi everyone, nice to be with you again and again. I hope that you are doing well and having fun, especially in this hot weather. So welcome, I'm Habib, your English podcaster and the founder of Habib English Podcast, HEP. In today's lesson, I'm going to talk about how to think in English and stop translating in your head in your native language. So you might think to yourself, what's the problem with translating in your head? Well, apart from the fact that it's going to take very long to communicate with someone, it can be very stressful and you are going to put yourself in a situation where you are putting your brain under pressure and stress. It's going to work overtime to try and translate what's being said to you. So, if you are having a conversation with someone, you're already trying to understand what they are saying to you. So, you are translating that information, and then while you are talking, you are thinking of your response. And if you are thinking of your native language, you are actually going to then have to translate what are you thinking in English. Now, this takes a lot of time, and by the time you respond, you probably going to be a bit frustrated with how long it takes when responding. And the person you are speaking to may not be very patient, he will get nervous. So, today's lesson, I'm going to be so helpful and giving you some great tips about how to think in English and stop translating in your head in your native language, so that you can speak more fluently, naturally, without stress or frustration. So, here are some important information to share with you. The key to language fluency and thinking of a foreign language is to get rid of the perception that it has to be perfect. So this is very important to think about when you are working through the lesson and all practical things that you can do to stop translating in head and start thinking in English. You need to stop thinking about being perfect, and you just need to start thinking about communicating effectively, and this is really going to help you in your English language journey. So, the first thing I'm going to give you is to start with simple vocabulary. For example, have a look around the room or a place you are in and start naming the objects in your head. If you don't know the names, you can write down and check them later. This is a very great way to start thinking in English. You are going to take these words or names as a baby when acquiring words through naming and repeating. It's good to name objects in your head. It helps you when feeding your brain input. For example, you are at home. Start naming things around you as, for example, the door, window, curtain, chair, TV, blanket, smartphone, and so on. I highly recommend if you come across some words you don't know in its real name. You just practice describing that object and still in English because this is really useful tool for your fluency. And also, what can you do? You can keep a little notebook or a diary or, for example, a journal. You can write down the words in your native language and ask Google browser about its meaning. This can be very useful. And because you are going to have a bank of vocabulary, and whenever you see that object, you can start identifying that word in your head, in English as well. Okay, let's move to tip number two, is forming sentences. It's great and practical to start thinking and narrating what are you going to do. So, for example, you are going to have the laundry or to do the laundry at home, and you can actually narrate what are you going to do. And when you go to relax, you may say, oh, it's time to relax. This sofa is so comfortable. Whatever works for you and whatever works for your situation, you just try to form, narrate, and speak about the situation you are in or the situation you are going to face or happen, because you are in the process of having your English anytime, anywhere. Even you do mistakes, no matter. Don't think about doing mistakes, because mistakes are a part of learning process. It's as self-whispering when you see things or observe something somewhere. Whisper and put yourself as if you are speaking to someone. The great way to build on narrating is what are you doing in English, to have a small conversation with yourself. Sometimes it may be a little strange or a bit strange to you to begin whispering yourself and conversing with yourself. But it's really great way to prepare for, or when you are going out, you want to use your English in the real world, you start having conversation with people and you practice, train and converse. You find yourself ready to converse and speak. So, use your English the max that you can, anytime, anywhere. You could actually think of questions and answers in your head. So, you can even have this conversation with yourself. And you can ask questions. Could you imagine you are speaking to a friend and you had be saying this question and giving the answers as well? There are many ways to make and to use your English. It's up to the situation you are in, because the focus here is on thinking in English. Another great way to start thinking in English is to change your life in English, or to change your life things, you can do it right now, into English. For example, this could be changing the language of your laptop, smartphone, and even you changing your calendar, or even you can change your social media apps to English, as Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. And commenting in English, of course. It's a part of your English thinking about your feeling. Here you find yourself have a lot of options. Anytime you want to chat or do some setting in English, you will get some new words automatically through doing your things. When I was an English beginner learner, I change all things in my mind in English. How that? All what's around me, as TV, setting, radio, computer and apps. I find myself obliged to work with that. Or the first situation, it may be a bit difficult or tiring. But when I get used to using the English in my daily life, and I make English as a part of my living anytime, anywhere, bit by bit I feel myself easy to converse and build correct sentences in English without thinking in my native language. That's a long journey of training, of course, and creating your self-speaking practice. The more I practice, the more I find easy and witty words to use when conversing with someone or speaking English. Okay, the next step is very practical for our listening and for our English, is feeding our English inputs, is to listen to English as much as possible. For example, English radios, podcasts, or your favorite songs. You can listen anytime to anything in English. It's better to listen to what you like in English as a part of your hobby or interest. Just focus on the podcast or radio which works for you and make your feeling positive. And the will to listen to more English episodes is good. This method makes your English vocabulary widen bit by bit, and you get always new phrases and structures when building English words to speak. You find them ready to use anytime you want to use them in speech. The last tip I'm gonna give you is learning something new in English. I don't know. Learn a skill, a hobby, a course, or something that you are weak in. You find yourself hitting two birds with one stone. You learn the skill you are weak in and learning English phrases and vocabulary as well. Through what? Through fun and the deduction of knowing things. Of course, it's a journey. It's a journey process. But it's great when you get stuck in that streak or that flow of learning. You feel yourself going to practical patterns smoothly and confidently. It's a matter of time and spending it in deduction and commitment. You have to make a daily schedule to have English daily. This makes it a habit or a part of a daily routine. Now I challenge to choose you one of these things that I'm spoken about, and you can start doing it right now, and you feel your English goes smoothly to the next level. Thank you so much for listening to me. I hope that you get some tips and tricks about stop thinking in your native language and start thinking in English. Practice, practice, and practice. Practice makes perfect. I think that's all for now. See you in the next episode. Bye.